A campaign to combat over-treatment of NHS patients has been announced by doctors' leaders this week. Called Choosing Wisely, the initiative, which has its roots in the US and Canada, promotes more open conversations between doctors and patients rather than an obsessive and frequently financially incentivised adherence to targets and guidelines. Consultant cardiologist Aseem Malhotra authored the report, which was published this week in the British Medical Journal.
Well, this is really, Chris, an initiative to wind back the harms of too much medicine by adopting a Choosing Wisely campaign, which initially started in the United States a couple of years ago. And this is really to help encourage a more informed and shared decision-making process between doctors and patients around treatments and investigations, because we believe there is a major problem around over-treatment and over-diagnosis.
What's the evidence for that?
The best evidence comes from the United States, but I'll come on to the UK in a second. And certainly I believe this is a global problem. In the United States, it's been estimated that one third of all healthcare activity brings no benefit to the patient. And we're talking about a healthcare system which is spending close to $4 trillion a year, which is quite staggering.
If we look at how the US system works, the US has got the least efficient healthcare service in terms of money spent per person treated per year of any healthcare provider in the world. It's an insurance-led system, and when people come in through the door of a medical centre, there is an MRI scanner sitting there, and if you put a patient through it, you can charge them for an MRI, regardless of whether you need it or not. So it's in the interests of the healthcare provider to get as many tests under their belt for somebody as possible to keep the money flowing. Now, that's not the same in Britain, though, is it?
Chris, you're absolutely right. And, you know, that, in my view, is ethically dubious, because actually what we're taught as doctors is to treat patients on clinical need, and that's the best medical practice. You know.
But they thought of that, and they say to people, well, yes, we'll give you this CT scan because we might pick something up.
I think the point to be made here is that when we practice medicine, we should do it on the best available independent evidence. And if you're going against that, and that's when the problem arises, where people get diagnosed with conditions that aren't going to cause them problems, they end up getting treated with medications that aren't going to benefit them and are going to cause side effects at great cost to the health system, but actually more importantly, harming patients. And the first thing we learn in medicine is first do no harm. You mentioned in the United States an insurance-based system, and they have, you know, they're basically rewarded, as you say, by greater volume, not necessarily in quality. Well, actually, in the UK, we have something called payment by results, but actually, in reality, that is payment by activity. Now, it's not to the same level as the United States, but it's a very similar type of process. And what's very interesting is the quality outcomes framework, which is a system that was set up around 10 years ago to try and incentivize GPs to treat patients on several different markers of risk for their health, such as high blood pressure, glucose control, etc. A recent analysis has shown that for several markers and overall, actually incentivizing GPs and paying them to, you know, be very aggressively in terms of control of blood pressure or glucose or other things, cholesterol, for example, has not benefited population health in terms of premature mortality or morbidity. So really, that's quite extraordinary. And one of the reasons for that as well is that a lot of the information out there, a lot of the published literature and the way that it's reported actually grossly exaggerates benefit of many treatments. And we know that, you know, in clinical trials, side effects are also grossly underreported. Now, that's not to say that there isn't a role for modern medicine. Of course there is. There are so many good things we do in medicine, certainly with acute treatments. But this is about actually winding back the harms from the excesses that ultimately will harm patients. Now, the way through this is actually having an informed discussion with patients. And, you know, for example, if somebody was to, I'll give you one example. You know, I'm an interventional cardiologist by training, which means that I perform a procedure through keyhole to unblock people's coronary arteries when they have narrowings in them. We know that if people are having an acute heart attack, this is a life-saving procedure. But if you have stable coronary artery disease, putting a stent in does not prevent a heart attack or prolong your life. So they did an interesting study in America where they actually, in one situation, they would not tell them that stenting in stable disease would prevent a heart attack or death. And about 69% of patients elected to go for the procedure. When they were told that extra bit of information, only 46% elected to go for that procedure. they calculated that if this conversation took place and it was made compulsory or mandatory, it would actually save $864 million a year in US healthcare just from this specific procedure. So this is the tip of the iceberg, but actually what it's about ultimately, Chris, is greater transparency, and that's what we need in medicine. If we have greater transparency, we have greater accountability, we get better quality healthcare.
Cardiologist Asim Malhotra urging us to choose wisely.